All right, guys, I am back up in this thing. In the time of the pause, I have straightened up, given out dinner and juice. Well, juice is part of dinner. bathed three children and put three children to bed. So, yeah. Picking up right where we left out. Can I catch a breath? Okay, I'm just excited to jump back into it and finish this topic on out and bring out some more greatness. Okay. So, picking up where we left off, pros and cons of giving it up. Jeez Louise. Here are some of the pros. Let's start off with the pros. Let's start off with the positive. Okay. So one pro is experience. You get experience from, you know, dating. Like I said earlier, figuring out what you like and what you don't. The type of men you like, what you will and won't tolerate. Hello. Hello, somebody. And to be honest, those are all the pros I have. That is my list of pros right there. You get experience and you figure out what you like and what you don't like. That's it. But the cons, oh baby, the cons. And see, okay, so I'm looking at my notes and the way I worded this, I'm trying to pull back on the cussing because when I play myself back, I cuss a lot and I'm very country. So I'm trying to hone it in. So I'm going to say, some men don't know what they're doing. If y'all just saw how I had it worded, y'all would be tripping. But I'm going to clean it up a little bit. Some men don't know what they're doing, meaning they cannot please or they just do not want to please. So they will leave you disappointed. You will have had your first time, that first experience, that door will be open and it would have been lackluster because the dude didn't know what he was doing or didn't care to please you. That's a con. They go hand in hand. My second one was they don't strive to satisfy. And that's basically what I just said. Oh, speaking of striving to satisfy, one time when I was on the dating scene, and I really wasn't on the dating scene, but dudes were trying to talk to me, I would give them my number. It would go nowhere. If you want to call that dating, then I was on the dating scene. But I had a man tell me I was selfish. What? That is not what I was about to say. Girl, scatter freaking brain. Okay, so I had a man tell me that it was too much pressure to take someone's virginity. I didn't get it. Saying it back, maybe, but at the same time, no. Like, if you like somebody, what does it matter? He was saying that he does not want a virgin because it's too much pressure to take someone's virginity. And I'm like, if you like somebody, just do what you would normally do. Just do what you would normally do. Are you ashamed? Do you not normally know how to have sex? I mean, what are we doing? What's the difference? Just be a little bit more gentle. That's all you got to do. I didn't get that. But that's what he told me. Oh, wow, guys. I'm looking at my notes yet again, and this is a big one. This is a big one that I discovered on my little second go around, if you know what I mean. Men talk more than women. And in the words of Drake, niggas talk more than bitches these days. Just let that shit sink in. Niggas talk more than bitches these days. Who can get... I don't fuck the lyrics. Who can get the pussy quicker these days? Still straight with the weed and the liquor these days because the new drug got the kid trippy these days. Trippy bunch of stuff. Okay. Anyway, niggas talk more than bitches these days. That's what I want y'all to take away from that. They run their mouth. First of all, I experienced that first. Let me tell y'all a little story time. Oh, this is more of my business. Oh, God. This is more of my business. And this might be more than I'm willing to share. Let me think. While I'm thinking about that, I want to say this. Niggas talk more than bitches these days. I had two encounters that got around. And I'm just like, hola. R.P. Dolph. It hurts me every time I think about it. Hola. You older than me. You're a man. I didn't know men gossip at this point in my life. I did not know men gossiped. Like, gossip. Girl, gossip. What's gossiping about me? I did not fuck with that. I'm very discreet. I like my shit where I put it. Don't tell my business. That's not your place. I didn't fuck with that. So I decided I'm going to tell a little story time. I might cut this out, y'all. I ain't even not going to lie. So I had an encounter with a guy, whatever. And I was around. And I was somewhere. And I overheard him talking on speakerphone about our encounter. And that's all I'm gonna say right there. The person did not know I could hear them talking on speaker. And who has a conversation like that on speaker? I feel like they did that on purpose. I digress. Girl. And I'm sitting there listening like, why in the world? A little ASMR action. Why in the world is this nigga doing this? That's what I'm thinking in my head. Why? You see, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed. Not because the encounter, I guess, but because this nigga I gave coochie to. Like, this gossiping ass nigga. It was an embarrassment on my part. That's why I was embarrassed. Because you giving real bitch energy. And I just did not know that I was giving my coochie up to a bitch. I'm sorry, I didn't. I was blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche into the middle of the night, blinded by the light. Anyway, throwback, that gives me nostalgia feels. Anyway, I was blinded by the light, and I didn't know I was fucking with a bitch, but all that to say, niggas talk more than bitches these days. It's a con of giving that punani up, okay? Get you somebody who ain't gonna talk, but how you gonna know that? This goes in the last week when we were talking about picking a parenting partner. Not just picking a parenting partner, but a sexual partner too, because you do not want your business out there unless you want people to talk about your sex or your vagina, you know, in a light, in a good light. If you want that, go forth and prosper. But baby, no, I'm discreet. Baby, no. Keep that between. What are you doing? Anyway, con. Another big one. Oh my God. Another big one. A lot of these niggas got self-esteem that they don't deserve. And if you give up that punani, especially if they take your virginity, baby, you're going to give them an unnecessary ego boost when they did not satisfy. They did not work hard. They weren't good. Well, that's not satisfying, but shoot, I had to say it twice. That's an unnecessary ego boost. A lot of these niggas is walking around here thinking that they bigger than what they is, better than what they is, because a lot of us beautiful, smart, intelligent, sexy, sexual, amazing women have given up the punani to a nothing ass nigga who don't deserve punani. Like, that's real. broke nigga. What Cardi B? Broke niggas don't deserve no coochie. Y'all know that's right. Like, they don't. Not just broke, though. Not just broke. Because, I ain't gonna lie, you can kind of work with it. If, you know, ambition, we ain't gonna get on to that. Maybe we'll say that conversation for another week. Lame niggas don't deserve no coochie. Lying ass niggas don't deserve no coochie. Retarded, don't read a book ass niggas don't deserve no coochie. Shall I go on? You get where I'm going. We give up our vaginas to men who just do not deserve vagina. Like, we be giving our vaginas to literal idiots. Like, I'm talking about like, that type of idiot. Like, niggas who don't pick up a book at all. Niggas who flash money. That's not cute. First of all, you got that amount of money that you can actually hold in your hand and flash on the ground? Flash on the book? Well, baby, you don't have enough money. Because we on Jay-Z status. We on Nas status. And I know that's extra. That's OD. For right now. But we think big. Fuck that. Wait till you find a Nas. Wait till you find a Jay-Z. Wait till you find a high caliber guy. Wait till you find the Elon Musk. I say Elon? Elon Musk. But at the same time, because they could also be lame. We don't know their personality. Because money is not everything. Because they could be lame also. I'm stuttering a lot this episode. I was just so excited to hop on. Y'all, forgive me. I'm trying to take a chill pill. Anyway, you could be rich and lame as hell. You can be rich and gossip. You can be rich and bitchy as hell. Like, so don't just think about the money part, but just think about the overall personality. Are they a good person? I want to give my coochie to a good person. Okay? Not no weak ass nigga who just ain't got no couth or class. Like, come on, y'all. That's a con. And let me tell you another con that I slightly mentioned earlier. Fucking up the pH. I had to say that loud. Sorry if you got me loud in the headphones. Niggas be fucking up pHs because they be dirty. Am I telling myself sorry? Ooh, it sounds bad, but hey, we all have a past, okay? We all have a past. And niggas fuck up pHs. You could be clean, and you could have your pH messed up or get yeast, get BV, all that type of stuff because it just don't mesh. But I guess you wouldn't know that it don't mesh literally until you do it. I don't know, but watch out there now. In the words of, what's his name? J.J. Brown? Ooh. What's his name? J. Anthony Brown. Ooh, I'm sorry. Watch out there now. Watch out for these niggas. And don't give up the cooter. Forgive me. Don't give up the cooch. Just don't do it. So I was going to talk about a specific movie that kind of don't pertain to this. But I was thinking about another movie that I've seen. Because, you know, we do our little movie moments. Time for the movie moment. Okay, guys. Brace yourself. If you do not like to hear about sexual assault. And I know, shout out to the people who have survived that. Because I know it's traumatic. And I really give you all the praise and the, you know, love I can muster because there's some bullshit and it should not have happened to you. So if you don't want to hear that, kindly just, you know, leave the podcast. I will not feel no ways. But I want to talk about a movie, a Criterion movie, by the way, that I saw like years ago, like on a whim. I just randomly clicked on it because the title kind of stood out to me. And it was one of the craziest things I've ever seen in my life. Like, it was literally ridiculous. And it's about kind of sort of virginity in a way. Like I said, click out, click off the podcast if you don't like to hear about like assault and things of that nature. So I'm gonna do a quick read of the plot synopsis, whatever it's called. The title of the movie is called Fat Girl. And if you want to watch it, it's streaming on HBO Max. I just see if you have HBO Max, go ahead and go watch it. It's a French movie, so it does have subtitles that you can that you can look at. Okay, so Anaïs is 12 and bears the weight of the world on her shoulders. She watches her older sister, Alina, whom she both loves, both loves. Girl, let me start that over. My bad, y'all. Like I said, I'm excited to be here for episode 3. Let's kitty. Anaïs is 12 and bears the weight of the world on her shoulders. She watches her older sister, Alina, whom she both loves and hates. Alina is 15 and devilishly beautiful, neither more futile nor more stupid than her younger sister. She cannot understand that she is merely an object of desire, and as such, she can only be taken or had. Indeed, this is the subject. A girl's loss of virginity, and that summer it opens a door to tragedy. Okay, y'all, let's talk about this tragedy. Okay, because it's a real tragedy, and when I tell y'all, it's gonna be crazy. Okay, so the movie, like I said, it's about two sisters. They love each other. One is older, one is younger. And they have these discussions about how they see themselves, how they see their lives. And like the title suggests, the younger sister is fat. And she just, living life. And she see what's going on. And she just like, life is bullshit. Pretty much, that's what I got from the movie. She was just like, life is bullshit. I'm just over it. So one day they have this discussion about losing their virginity. And the older sister is saying how she wants to lose her virginity in a romantic way and all that good stuff. She actually meets a boy. They end up having sex right in front of the little sister, which is crazy. It's a French movie. And if you don't know, foreign movies, they go there. Foreign movies be extra. Extra, read all about it. So they doing it in front of the sister, and she like over it really. But anyway, the boy gives her a gift, but she has to return the gift because the mother or grandmother of the boy don't like the girl, and the gift that he gave was not his to give. So that was the whole thing. But when they were having a conversation about losing their virginity, the younger sister was like, I just want it to be over. I just want to get it over with. I wouldn't mind if somebody just came and took it and did whatever and then just let it be there, and then I can live my life, just get it over with. Yeah, it's a lot more in the movie, but I'm just gonna talk about this part. So at the end of the movie, after all this stuff has happened, there was a little drama between the daughter, the older daughter and the mom, going back and forth about she, fucking and all this stuff. Like, she shouldn't be doing that. Y'all, at the end. So they make up, and the mother, the older sister and the younger sister, they pretty much having a good time. They're laughing and chilling and kicking it in the car. And all of a sudden, this nigga, weird ass bitch nigga, come out of nowhere and kill the mama and the sister, but in the most heinous way. Like, he just break through the glass, the front shield of the window, and just started beating their freaking brains out. Yeah, it's crazy. Like the movie is just plain, just like happening. It's a little bit boring at times. Like, well, it's a little slow. I ain't gonna say boring, but it's a little slow at times. You know, you're just watching a movie, watching a movie, then bam, this crazy shit happens. So he killing the bashing the sister head, and so the little sister is just looking at this and like trying to slip out the bag, like, God damn, like what the fuck going on? So she try to like slip out the bag, and she does. She like runs to the woods or whatever, and the man follows her to the woods and rapes her. It's a grown man now, and this is not a movie where they have grown-ups pretending to be kids or pretending to be teenagers. There is an actual teenage girl that he kills, an actual mom, mid-age woman that he kills, well, pretends to kill, you know. And a little girl, an actual little girl, a little fat girl, name of the movie, that he A grown man is like humping on in the woods. And she just looking, she just staring into space. I guess she remembering the conversation that she had with her sister, like, but your mama and your sister is dead. It was crazy. The only reason I'm talking about that movie is because it talk about virginity. But see, on the flip side of it, okay, and oh, at the end, the police come and she's still staring into space. Like, she don't even know what to say. Like, the dude just rape her and leave. Don't kill her. Just leave her there to just be raped or an orphan. Ugh, Jesus. I hope y'all clicked out because it was gruesome, y'all. But moving on the flip side of that, the sister had a great virginity experience. It was romantic. Her and the boy were passionate about each other. They were close in age, so it was less, RAPE involved. But she had a great experience, and she was just on cloud nine, and she just thought she was just in love, and she was gonna be with this boy forever, blah blah blah, and it was good. Yeah, then she couldn't be with the boy no more, so she was sad about that. But that's just a movie about virginity, and it goes with what we're talking about. That's today's episode. I'm gonna be honest with you, because today has been kind of sort of all over the place. I'm still a little frazzled, razzle dazzle. I'm gonna get my butt in the bed. The kids are sleeping. Hallelujah. I might sip on some more of this eggnog and post this episode, y'all. I love y'all. Thank you guys so much for listening yet again. Y'all looked at my stats and I had a couple more plays. I ain't gonna tell you how many, because I'm proud. I'm proud, her. I don't care what y'all say. I'm proud of my verbs. I'm still waiting on those emails. I really want you guys to get in touch with me, contact me. If you know me and you listening to this, you can contact me too. Just send me an email just so we can have some interaction, like you a guest and you don't know the host. But anyway, you can email me at multimilf@gmail.com. MULTIMILF. Multimilf. MILF. See, that's how I know I'm getting sleepy, because I'm getting like extra silly and delirious. MULTIMILF@gmail.com. MULTIMILF@gmail.com. I look forward to you guys' emails. I'm so excited for episode 3. I know it's a little all over the place, but guess what? I told y'all, practice make perfect. I'm gonna get better. Y'all gonna keep coming back for more, and I'm gonna love it. And y'all gonna send in letters, advice, which, like I said, girl, ask somebody else. Just tell me your problems. Tell me if you want me to read it on the show. Tell me something great that happened to you. Tell me something that's not so great that happened to you. And we'll cry about it together. Let's celebrate together your accomplishments. Come on now. Let me know. Interact. hit me up. Love you guys. I will talk to y'all next episode, which will be episode 4. We start reading the angel numbers. It's all gravy. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate each and every one of you. Until next episode, I'm here to remind you, baby, I'm not just a baby mama, and neither are you. We multifaceted and we MILFs, period. Bye, y'all. Mwah.